So there's a rule about Rashi. Rashi oftentimes will bring more than one explanation of something. And generally that means that there's something that is lacking or something that he doesn't feel fits the entire question that he had. And that's why he sometimes brings another explanation of something. So in this Aliyah, Revi'i, it's another one of the times in this week's parasha that Bilam ends up trying to curse Bnei Yisrael and gives us a bracha. And one of the brachot that he says is the following. He says, Mi mana afar Yaakov. That's the beginning of the Pasuk Yud. He says, who can count the afar, the dust of Yaakov? So the question is, what does that mean? Who can count the dust of Yaakov? So Rashi brings the first explanation he brings from the Targum. He brings from Unklus, and he explains that the word in the Targum is man yechol mimine dad kaya. So Rashi says, this means the kids. That we have so many kids, how can we count the amount of kids that are in Am Yisrael? So that sounds like a nice bracha, right? We always talk about people, oh, you should have a lot of kids. So why does he then bring another midrash? So perhaps the reason that he does that is because the pasuk before says a phrase that is very well known. It says, "Hein am levadad yishkon v'agoyim lo yitchashav," that Am Yisrael sort of sits alone. And the pasuk before is talking about what makes Am Yisrael special. What is something unique about the quality of Am Yisrael? And this next pasuk seems to have switched to something that's very quantity related. Oh, we have a lot of kids. We're great in number. So why is that the thing that follows? And therefore he brings a second explanation. What's the second explanation? The second explanation explains something that's special about the quality of Am Yisrael. What is different than us versus the other nations? So he says, "Devaracher Afar Yaakov." What does this mean? Mimana Afar Yaakov? Ein cheshbon b'mitzvot shen mekaymin ba'afar. That there is so many mitzvot that Am Yisrael does with dirt. In other words, we do things that are mitzvah related to dirt. And he brings a number of examples here. Lo tachrosh b'shor v'chamor. In terms of plowing, you can't plow with your shor and a chamor together. Lo tizrak kilayim. Rebel assessment, the expert in kilayim. We can't plant with kilayim. Efer para, afar sota, the dirt when it comes to the sota, etc., etc. In other words, that we have the thing that makes us special is that we have lots of mitzvot with dirt. I don't know. So, what does that mean? Why dafka that? He could have just said we have lots of mitzvot, right? Why mitzvot dafka with dirt? So, Shem Yishmuel asks this question and says the following thing. He says that Balak and Bilam said to the Bnei Yisrael, not to them literally, since they weren't really, this whole story is happening without them knowing, but they basically said, we have no problem with Am Yisrael getting the Torah. We have no problem with Am Yisrael being the ones in the desert and having miracles happen to them and having the spiritual world. That's fine. That's Yaakov's domain. That's Am Yisrael's domain. We have the spiritual. We, the rest of the nations, should have the physical. Right? This is perhaps even originally the plan with Yaakov and Esav. But that's what they believed. They said, okay, you get the spiritual, we'll take care of the physical and the world, and never the twain shall meet, as they say. And that was what they believed. And this bracha is to show us, to show them, that this is exactly the opposite of what we believe. As I've said many, many, many times, quoting Rav Goldwicht, says, you have to bring the holy life into the daily life. That we literally believe the exact opposite. We believe that we have to infuse spirituality in everything that we do. Maybe dafka in the most mundane things. Maybe dafka in the things that are related to the afar. The thing that you would think has the least to do with Kedusha. The thing that you think least has to do with Am Yisrael and spirituality. Dafka there, that's where we have to elevate that and make it holy and make it Kadosh. Right? You take the most physical thing. You take eating. Right? We take eating, which is, you know, in some places is base and, you know, oh, we just all about eating, and we take it and we make a bracha. We take it and we take wine and we make kiddush on it. We take literally the most physical things and we make it holy and we make it spiritual. We take even going to the bathroom and we have a bracha about that. Everything that we do is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to take the holy life and bring it into the daily life. Everything that we do has that opportunity. And that's what differentiates us. That's what the Am Badad means. That we don't believe in totally disengaging from the world, but dafka engaging in the world in a holy way. My mashkiach in Montreal, back in my Haredi days, used to always say that if you're not making a Kiddush Hashem, you're making a Chil Hashem. That's what he always used to say. In other words, everything that you do, when you walk out of this building, not just what happens here in the Beit Midrash, when you walk out of this building and you're wearing a kippah, when you're on a plane and you're traveling in Venice and in Denmark, right? So, you're wearing a kippah, just random places I chose, right? People are looking at you. How do you walk? How do you talk? Are you loud and boisterous and don't care about anything? You're polite. Are you talking a certain way? Are you walking a certain way? Are you doing certain things or not doing certain things? Every single second, we have an opportunity. Perhaps dafka in those times which seem like the farthest from Kedusha, the dafka, the most mundane and afar things, that we have an opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. We have an opportunity to bring that holy life into the daily life. And we should be zocha by doing that to get not only this bracha of Bilam in this week's parasha, but really all the brachot that are in this week's parasha.